Okay, welcome to Module 4 of Product Launch Formula 2.0, and we're going to start off this module with a very, very quick review of the last week's module, Module 3. So we're going to start off talking about just reviewing this overall, that your strategy behind hitting the various triggers as you go through your pre-launch. Now, we started in the pre-launch, and that was all about identifying the offer, gathering objections, and creating proof. And here were some of the triggers. The main triggers we were hitting was anticipation, creating some reciprocity, and building your likability. Then as we got into the pre-launch, we want to focus on the very start of the pre-launch. We want to focus on their aspirations and their frustrations. And this, goes back to what we worked on in module 1 and 2 in identifying their frustrations, their aspirations, their hot points, and starting to build it into a story. You do like to come out strong at the start of your pre-launch. Generally, you want to come out with your best, the best stuff you have then. Now, from some of the questions I've been getting, and I think you've probably heard me say that you give away your best stuff. And that doesn't mean, I just want to clarify that because I don't know if I was 100% clear on that. That doesn't necessarily mean that whatever you have, if you've got the secret to turning lead into gold, you don't give them the full out formula in your pre-launch. I mean, the pre-launch is not about giving away everything that you've got. It's about giving good, solid information, information that creates the authority, that shows that you know what you're talking about, that gets people excited about what you're doing. I mean, one of the things people talk about is giving useful but incomplete information. Or another way to do it is you tell them what to do but not how to do it. Now, there's a fine line between giving away the farm and giving people everything they need and just giving them enough information to get them really, really excited and to show your expertise and build your authority. Now, in general, I think that people err on the side of not giving away enough information, because generally people will look at it, and the more you give them, the more you give them, they think you just have more and more and more. But you don't want to go overboard and give away the entire farm. So here, when I'm saying at the start of pre-launch to give away your best stuff, I'm talking about you sat down and maybe you look at all the stuff you're going to give away for free. The different, maybe the reports you've got, the any audios, any videos, teleseminar software, whatever. You've identified everything and you said, these are the things I'm going to give away for free as part of your pre-launch. Well, of those things at the start of the pre-launch, is when you give your best, most powerful, most piece, the piece that's got the biggest hook, the piece that's going to get people the most excited, because it's all about that first impression. And this is where it goes back to talking about the movies. When they have a preview, they're not giving you the 5 worst jokes right off the bat. So basically, right at the start of pre-launch is when you want to give your strongest piece of pre-launch content. A lot of times some people worry, they're like, we're going into pre-launch, I gave away my best stuff, what am I going to give now? I've built up this huge expectation. And in general, I think that's too big a concern. I don't think it's that big an issue. If you come out with something really, really strong and then follow it up with some additional pieces, usually that first piece that's so strong gets people so excited about it that anything further you give them is just gravy in their mind. So I wouldn't worry too much about, a lot of times people are going into a launch, they're like, boy, I don't know how I can top that, but you almost always find a way. And that usually comes from the conversation. Once you get into the conversation in your pre-launch and you start engaging in the conversation with the people, your prospects, they'll end up giving you ideas for more stuff to share with them going forward in the launch. So I just wanted to clear that. And actually, if you take a look, go back to module 3, and we covered the Mortgage Web Success launch. And if you take a look at that launch, we gave away a free report right at the beginning of the pre-launch. If you take a look at that, there really wasn't much content there. It was more sales pitch. So you don't always have to give like this unbelievable, amazing content. Like right now in the internet marketing space, it's gotten to the point there's so much competition that you almost end up having to give away fantastic content. But often other markets like this mortgage, the loan officer market, we didn't really have to give away great content. We gave away something that was more of a pitch. It educated them what they needed in a website, but it really didn't give them huge value in terms of helping them build that in their website. It just showed them what they needed. It maybe it corrected a few of their errors they had on their website, but it wasn't telling them how to correct it. It was just helping them identify the error. So if you take a look at that, we didn't give away a ton of content in that one. Then further, the videos, we gave away some videos, but the videos are more walking them through the site, showing them the site, showing them how it operated. So we didn't use that free report to build huge authority. We ended up using the videos to create authority because we're actually showing them the site and showing them how it works. So that built some real authority there. But we more used that report to just hit the frustrations and the aspirations. So I hope that cleared it up a little bit. You don't have to, especially if you're outside of the internet marketing niche, in other words, you're not selling stuff, telling people how to make money online, then you don't have to necessarily have to give away a huge amount of content, a huge amount of pre-launch content. It's usually not a bad thing to do so, but don't stress out that much about it. Okay, let's move forward. After the start, in the mid pre-launch, this is sort of the area where you're really fleshing out your story, you're continuing to build reciprocity, but the thing you're really looking for is interaction and conversation. Because that takes you up right the week before the launch is where you really shift to your focus on the product. And again, if any of this is not crystal clear, then go back to Module 3 where I walked you through the entire Mortgage Web Success launch and I showed you how we went through this step by step with each email. Now here, once you're into this week before the pre-launch, you're really using this conversation interaction you had there where you really identified a lot of the objections, and in this week now you're talking about your product, you're talking about and you're going through, you're starting to use your blog to answer comments, but you're using your blog to answer objections, or you could be answering objections with video or any other way, but here's where you're really starting to focus on your product, telling them what's in the product, and also your generally social proof and scarcity come into play here in a big way. I mean, it's the last few days before the launch is where you start to really develop the social proof and the scarcity. Then on launch day is general more social proof and scarcity. Later in the day you're looking for your tsunami moment. You're not making that up. Because it almost always you'll end up having a real tsunami moment. Something will come up and it will give you that moment to send them that email that's like, boy, things are absolutely crazy, and we're barely keeping up with this, and folks, work with me. We're all in this together. We're all going through this amazing experience. I'm trying to keep my head above water, and folks, just please work with me in this thing. The day after the launch, generally more reciprocity and social proof, and then near the end of the launch is where you shift your focus to the end of the launch and the scarcity. And then right at the end, I usually ease up a little bit on the really heavy-handed message right at the last bit. And I go more for the likability. And then remember, you want this. This is important. A lot of people miss this, but something bad happens if they don't act by the end of the launch. And if you do this one thing, if you set it up so something bad happens, in other words, the bonuses go away or the price goes up or the product goes off the market, there's something definitive at the end of the launch, you will see a big spike at the end of the launch, a spike in sales. And this is always shocking to people how big this spike is if you set it up right. Something has to happen. It doesn't have to be huge. Something has to happen. The price going up is a huge one. I mean, if you can have the price go up after the launch, that will give you a huge spike going, right at the end of the launch. So that's a quick review of what we covered in Module 3. If any of this stuff wasn't clear, I urge you to go back and study what we covered in Module 3, because I did walk through all this stuff in a lot of detail, and I showed you a real-world example of how we did the Mortgage Web Success launch, and I totally related every step of the way back to this overall timing of the different triggers.